I mentioned hurt, resentment, bitterness, hatred, murder. You probably, there are a lot of teenage gang killings, but other than that, where have most murders taken place in this country? In the home. Why? To collect the insurance? No. Bitterness. Only bitterness. 30 years of bitterness. And they don't believe in divorce. So they do something else. This hurt, resentment, bitterness, hatred, murder is great, great evil, and is greater evil than whatever the other person said to you or you thought he said to you. One of the parts of this lie that I said a while ago, that bitterness is based upon somebody else's sin, the other part of it is it's real or imagined sin. In other words, it doesn't have to be somebody's real sin to you. It can be imagined sin to you. Years ago, I thought she was a very fine, sweet Christian woman. I had no negative thoughts about her at all, but I occasionally had some about him. One day I went over to talk with him, and I found out she was very bitter toward me and had been for a couple of years. And I thought, well, maybe it's because of she's protecting your husband or something like that. But it wasn't. I found out why she's bitter toward me, and that was because I hated her. Now, I just told you I had nothing but the highest regard for this woman, nothing but positive thoughts, but she knew I hated her. And how she knew is that one time she'd been in the bookstore and I hadn't spoken to her. And she knew why I hadn't spoken to her, because I hated her. Well, I don't remember the incident, you know, but I suppose that was either I thought she wanted to look at books or I was preoccupied or something like that. But I can guarantee it, because it wasn't because I had any negative attitude toward her at all. She'd been bitter toward me for 2 years, waiting for me to confess so she could forgive me. Okay? She was the only one in sin. She had believed a lie about this projected thing. Now, this is one of the reasons that husbands and wives get bitter toward each other. They come up with the motive why the other person said something.